Hi guys, welcome to Patrice LaSalle's podcast. I am your girl, Patrice LaSalle. I'm excited to be back with a new season. I know it's been a very long time, but I'm excited to come back and share what God has placed on my heart to share with you all. Today, I want to talk about embracing the call. I actually was in my car driving. It was around midnight, and I just left church, and I had this burden, and the Lord began to speak to me about the fact that I had not embraced the calling. What I realized is that with my mouth, I verbally would accept or proclaim that I accepted the call, but my heart was rejecting the very thing that my mouth was professing. And when the Lord began to reveal that to me, I became extremely grieved and extremely sad that my heart was not in agreement with what God called me to do. And what I discovered is that for many of us, there's a calling on our lives. And for some, the calling may look like it's a ministerial calling. You're called to preach the gospel. You're called to pastor. You're called to be a prophet. For others, there may be a marketplace calling. Some of you are simply called. There's a calling. There's a grace. There is a purpose attached to you being a husband or a wife. For some of you, it looks like being a parent. For others, it looks like entrepreneurship, starting your own company, your own business. But one of the things I realize is that often we verbally profess, we verbally proclaim, you know, yes, I say yes to your will. But what happens when your heart is rejecting it? In the Bible, we actually see the story of Moses. We see the life of Moses. And when God called Moses to be the deliverer of the children of Israel, to be the deliverer for his people, Moses responded to the call with his insecurity. He responded to the call saying, God, wait a minute. I can't even speak properly. I stutter, I stammer, I have an issue. I'm not good at speaking in front of people. I'm not able to lead anyone because I can't even speak well. Jeremiah had an encounter with the Lord, and the Lord called Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you. See, what I love about this scripture is that Jeremiah's ordination was directly from the Lord. God himself ordained Jeremiah in his mother's womb. Like, so that's a whole nother topic or a whole nother revelation, that sometimes ordination comes from man and sometimes ordination comes from God. And God had already ordained and predestined Jeremiah to be a prophet, to be his mouthpiece in the earth realm. And so when Jeremiah had an encounter with the Lord and the Lord revealed to Jeremiah the calling that was upon his life, Jeremiah responded and said, wait a minute, Lord, I can't do that. I'm youth. I'm too young. I don't have enough experience. I don't have, you know, a track record with you yet. I haven't been through the process. I haven't yet, you know, God, I'm too young for this. And one of the things I realized is that oftentimes the reason we're rejecting the calling, we're rejecting what God has for us, is because there's an insecurity. Not only did Moses and Jeremiah respond out of insecurity, many of us do the same. And so God says, this is what I have for you. But we respond to God's promise out of a place of low self-esteem, feeling unworthy, feeling unqualified, feeling unequipped, feeling not just simply not worthy, not ready. That what do you do? The Bible says that Abraham had an encounter And the word of the Lord came to Abraham that by this time next year, your wife, Sarah, will conceive and she'll give birth. And the Bible says that Sarah, who was not even in the midst of this encounter, she was actually a little off, far off, and she overheard, but she laughed. And what I realized is that many of us, we have a promise from the Lord. God shown us through dreams. He's shown us. He's given us prophetic words. He's spoken to us, you know, face to face, mouth to mouth. God has revealed unto us his plan, his purposes, his best for us. And many of us responded to God's promise with a laugh. You know, God, I've seen you do it for other people, but I doubt you'll do it for me. God, I've seen how you move in the lives of other people, but no, God can't do that with me. I've seen how God used other people and how God gave other people platforms and influence, but no, not me. I've seen how God gave, you know, other people spouses and beautiful marriages, but no, not me. I've seen how God gave others children and blessed them, and but nope, not me. And many of us are laughing at the promise simply because we feel unworthy of the blessing. But I believe on tonight that if we can sit here, or on today, whenever you're listening, if you can just take a moment and really process with the Lord that, God, why am I rejecting the very thing that you've already promised me? Why am I rejecting your promise? Why am I rejecting the call? Why am I rejecting what it is that you want to give to me? And I believe if we can process that with the Lord, take time to process it. The reason many of us haven't seen the manifestation of certain things, we're praying, we're asking, but our hearts are rejecting. We're praying, God, give me a spouse, but your heart is rejecting. You're praying, God, give me, you know, influence, help. I want to accept the call, but your heart is rejecting the call. You're saying, God, you know, I want to have a successful business, but your heart is rejecting the idea of entrepreneurship simply because it's rooted in unworthiness. It's rooted in fear. It's rooted in feeling that you don't have what it takes. And it's insecurity that's causing us to reject the thing that God has for us. But I believe on today that the Holy Spirit is bringing exposure to that, because the reason we haven't seen the manifestation of the blessing of the promise is because we're not in alignment with what God said. We're not fully in a place of believing in faith and ready to receive the promise. We profess it, we proclaim it, we declare it, but yet our hearts reject it. But I believe on today that the Lord is going to minister to that area of insecurity. He's going to minister to that area of rejection. Jesus, some of you can't even embrace, you know, the promises of God because you're afraid of being rejected. You're afraid of success. You are afraid of, you know, what if I do it and it actually works? You're afraid of what if people would know, what if people find out my past? Like, I had a messy background, a messy past. And what if people find out about it? And, you know, what if, you know, they discover who I really was and, you know, they won't see me the same. We have all of these insecurities. I can't speak in front of people. What? I can barely get out a proper sentence. I can't articulate well. What do you mean you're calling me to be someone who speaks in front of people? Like, what? No, I can't even lead my own. I can't lead anything. What do you mean you want me to, you know, start a company and to lead others? And God, what do you mean? Like, so I believe on today that the Lord is going to minister to that root. He's going to minister to that area of insecurity, that area of fear. He's going to begin to help us come into alignment with what he said about us and what he promised us so that we can see the manifestation of it. So I want to pray for you on today. Father, I thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, just for your word. God, we thank you that every spirit spirit of fear. Yes, I thank you, Lord, that you said your perfect love cast out fear. So God, I pray even now that your love will be perfected in the hearts and the minds of your people. God, I thank you even now that every spirit of low self-esteem, low self-worth, God, that causes us to disqualify, that causes us to reject the promise, the blessing, God, whatever it is at the root, I pray even now, Holy Spirit, that you'll begin to shed light upon it. And any lie that we are believing from the pit of hell, God, I thank you even now that that lie is broken and that truth is invading our hearts and our minds even now. Father, I thank you, Lord, that their worthiness, their validation is not even based on what they can do, their skill set. It's not based on their capabilities. It's not based on their accolades. It's not based on their accomplishments. It's not based on their righteousness, my God. But God, I thank you that our qualification, our validation is simply based on the fact that you have qualified us, and the qualifier dwells on the inside of us, Jesus, that the one who is perfect, perfection dwells on the inside of us. God, we thank you. It's not our righteousness. It is your righteousness in us. We thank you, Lord, that it is not our abilities, but it is your ability through us. So God, I thank you even now that every spirit of fear, every spirit of rejection, Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that spirit of rejection is leaving now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, that we are not afraid of rejection by man because we've been accepted by the Father. The Father has accepted us. The Father has qualified us. The Father has a affirmed us even now. So God, I thank you even now, Lord, that every spirit that is hindering us from moving into the promises, every insecurity, Lord, I thank you even now that truth will visit that area in the name of Jesus. We say no to every lie that tells us that we're not worthy. We say no to every lie that told us that God can't do it for us. We say no to every lie that says God will do it for others, but not us. We say no to every lie that tells us that God has forgotten about us. We say no to every lie that we've come into agreement with in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that truth is invading our hearts and minds. I pull down every vain imagination even now. Everything that has exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ in our lives, Father, we pull it down even now. And God, we say yes to your purpose. We say yes to your promises. We say yes, God, to what you have for us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that our heart and our mind is coming into alignment with truth on today. We thank you, Lord, that our heart and our mind is coming into alignment with the calling, with the purposes, with the promises of God over our lives even now. Father, we glorify you and we magnify your name. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I pray that you are blessed by this episode just as much as I am blessed sharing it. I believe that the Lord is doing something great, that he wants to, the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above. And I believe the Lord has good and perfect gifts that he wants to give to his children. But you and I, we have to come into an agreement. We have to come into alignment. We have to posture ourselves to receive it. No longer will we laugh at the promise. No longer will we laugh at the calling. No longer will we respond out of fear and insecurity, but we are embracing everything God has for us. I pray that you were blessed. I am challenging you right now to send this episode to three people that you know that it will bless them, three people that you know need to hear this. And I believe God is going to do something so magnificent in the upcoming days, weeks, and months. And we will see the fruit of this word in our lives. God bless you. I want to encourage you, if you haven't subscribed, to go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. Again, share this with three people. I thank you so much. And I will see you very soon. Make sure you turn on the notifications and subscribe, so whenever there's a new episode, you will receive an alert. So until I see you again, I will say bye-bye.